You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. As we wrap up the end of Black History Month, Love Month, and American Heart Health Month, we hope that you have lived, laughed, loved, and celebrated. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Aretha Franklin with What a Friend We Have in Jesus, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
right. I'm Trina Jeffrey, a.k.a. Sister Cantaloupe, your gospel comedian, and you listen to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Love of Jesus is all you need. GP. That was God's Property featuring Kirk Franklin with Love. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. 1 Samuel 30:8 says, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." I want to encourage you to pursue, overtake, and recover all. In life, we have many obstacles and challenges that we have to overcome. We have to make decisions as to whether or not we are going to lie down in defeat or fight and come out victorious. About a week ago in Texas, where Deanne and I live, there was an incredibly bad winter storm. You would have thought Elsa from the movie Frozen had it in for our state. All kidding aside, it was really bad weather. Numerous people lost power for hours and days at a time, and others, including myself, had the terrible experience of having our pipes burst. There were days that I felt probably the same way David did when he was going after the Amalekites, devastated and defeated. But after I picked up myself, I started to regain my strength and tenacity to pursue the journey of recovering my home. So, my brothers and sisters, you have to make up in your mind that you are not going to allow the adversary, who is Satan, to take you out. Get up, pursue, overtake, and recover all. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We are so excited to have you tuned in. Tune in to each radio show on the We Talk Radio Network for the month of February for your chance to win $500. Listen for the keyword that will be given by the radio host for each show. Today's the last day of the month. The keyword is only mentioned once per show. Collect all keywords for the week. Go to the website, wetalkradio.com, and enter your contact information and the keywords in the Contact Us section. The first listener to send all correct words will win $100 per week. The listener who has all the keywords at the end of this month, which is today, will win $500. The keyword for this week is we. All month long on Brand New Day, our show theme has been Live, Laugh, Love, Celebrate. We hope and pray that you have enjoyed every minute of it. Here's I Understand by Smokey Norful on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I am. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done perfect. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. Love your brother. During this time of utter chaos and confusion, we can easily get caught up in the divisiveness that rears its ugly head, led on by the enemy. My advice, don't get caught up. We think it's easier said than done, but relationships are spared when we decide to act in wisdom and love rather than in the flesh. Proverbs 11:9 says that evil words destroy one's friends. Discernment rescues the godly. We cannot get caught up in past deeds, social media frenzy and strife, making room for social upheaval to enter our lives. We must operate in love, and with an understanding that, as Romans 3:23 tells us, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that includes us. Proverbs 17:9 says, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Seek peace today. Seek forgiveness. Clear your mind and fill it with God's wisdom from the Bible. Allow Him to control the relationships in your life so that you can do as instructed. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. That's 1 Peter 3:8. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio as we live, laugh, love, and celebrate. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Here's Andrea Day with Rise Up.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out, and ooh, mountains, and I'll rise up.
Yeah.
The silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. That we have each other.
Were the reason someone smiled today? What if someone looked at your smile and was completely infected with the smile syndrome? Author Lisa L. Dalton has created a pathway to help you find peace within while helping others smile too. Author Lisa L. Dalton is a profound inspirational speaker, educator, and fitness instructor that has a passion to help make every day count and make life a little sweeter. Find author Lisa L. Dalton online at findingpeacewithin.org and start your new journey to peace today.
What's up, everybody? Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
The blackness, keep on.
That was Sounds of Blackness with Optimistic, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. As we live, laugh, love, and celebrate, remember, whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. Here's Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring Leandria Johnson with Deliver Me. This is my Exodus.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but think it for me two more times.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm saying hello.
Thank you, Lord.
To the
It is time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I would like to share an article I read online entitled, Don't Forget to Live for Today. There have been thousands, maybe even millions, of suggestions about how to become more successful. I think most of them boil down to three things: learning from the past, looking at the future, and being present while you're living your life. Start with being present. Start with being present. Too often we spend time living in the past or thinking about the future. Both have their roles. When you don't learn to just live in the present, life passes you by. One day you wake up and you find out you're 40, 50, 60, or even 70 years old. You might wonder what's happened to your life. If you've been living in the past, your best days have gone by. If you're living in the future, you're hoping for better days ahead. The best days you're likely to have are the ones that you're living today. Isn't that what it's all about? Living a full life where you get to enjoy every morsel of life. Start living in the present and let your past be your teacher. The future will take care of itself. Learn from the past. A definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. We do need to pay attention and learn from the past. We do not need to beat ourselves up about what we did wrong. One of the reasons I love mistakes is that they get to be my teachers. Learn to embrace the mistakes you've made. Let go of the pain and think about how your present can be better because of the mistakes you made. You'll find your life just got a lot better. What's a perfect future? Thinking about the future has its place, don't get me wrong. That place won't be positive if you are only thinking about tomorrow and how it's going to fix the problems of today. Unless you're present for what you're going through now, the chances are your future will be about the same as today. A positive future can be a great motivator. It can give you a sense of what the difference is between what's going on now and what you want to have go on in the future. The gap is what's important. If you focus on making the gap smaller, when the future comes, you'll be able to enjoy it. Make it a big future. Whatever your future holds, make it a big one. Find a core reason for what will make your life better. Just for some general information, a core reason isn't making money. It's not about having a bigger house. It's not about the stuff that we have. It's about relationships we form and the quality of what's going on right now. It's really not very complicated. It might be hard. It all depends on your perspective. Are you willing to let go of the stuff that you've done in the past? Are you willing to let the future be your guiding light and not an obsession? Both will help you focus on what's important and what will make your life better. That's living in the now. That's our Live Smart segment.
Hey, just in this party. Never would the love be spotted. I pride myself on bringing life to your parties. Holy Ghost, you rectify the mind, I'm naughty. Without you, it's powder, I'm a dry land. Without your power, I'm a nightmare. Nothing but trouble, saying bye, man. Can't have two minds on a diamond. My brother called me, I could call me. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands. Yeah. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands.
Bring my moving truck in.
Gotta go.
I'm moving.
Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands. Told me we're moving, I'm in God's way. Told me we're moving, I'm in God's way.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality of shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, and we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up our incredible radio station that broadcasts to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit us on our website at www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an ambitious woman looking to take charge of your career goals? If so, Meredith Ward has you covered. Known as your career and startup business strategist, Meredith is a corporate leadership coach, public speaker, video podcast host, and the founder and CEO of In Charge Career Consulting. In Charge Career Consulting exists to provoke, empower, and educate women to achieve their ambitions as corporate leaders and entrepreneurs, coaching her clients to develop influence and authority. While advancing through the ranks of corporate leadership, Meredith helps women gather the right resources and develop a plan to pivot into full-time entrepreneurship smoothly. On top of all of that, she recently launched her newly founded platform, She Is In Charge, a video podcast and workshop edutainment resource for businesswomen. Subscribe today and you'll gain access to free business resources on topics like strategic career planning and advancement, business development and growth tactics, salary negotiation, revenue generating methods, networking, social politics, and more. Want to showcase your experiences and expertise through the lens of corporate life and entrepreneurial journey? Then you're invited to be featured on one of Meredith's upcoming She's In Charge video podcast interviews and entertainment workshops. Contact the team directly at info@nccareerconsulting.com and provide your full name, phone number, website, and the best time to contact you. A representative will respond to you regarding the next steps. Get featured, subscribed, or schedule a consultation with Meredith today.
That was Jonathan McReynolds featuring Mally Music with Moving On, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Tina Campbell with Life.
From the beginning, Jesus was, came down from heaven to prove his love. He beat the devil, did it for me. Jesus fought my freedom and my victory. Ooh,
he came to give me life. Never fails. He
Hey, 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 it's your girl Allison Ray Lawson, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
How was school?
Good.
Yeah? What'd you do?
We got to pet my teacher dog.
She brought her dog to school?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what'd you learn today in school, man?
We're starting world history.
Oh, yeah, world history?
Yeah, today we learned about Africa, and tomorrow we're going to learn about Rome.
Wait, wow, so one day for Africa, huh?
I guess.
Well, what did you learn?
That there were pharaohs and big, huge pyramids in Egypt,
uh-huh.
And that there are 86 countries on the continent.
Wow, mm-hmm. I like that.
And that a lot of slaves came from West Africa.
Oh, that's what you learned?
Yeah. And also that the oldest bones of humans was found there.
Were found there.
Huh?
Were found there. Well, did you learn that Africa was full of queens and kings and some of the first democratic societies were found in Africa?
No.
Africa was full of thousands of languages and religions. Watch yourself. And that some of the most amazing artists and scientists that ever walked the face of the earth lived in Africa?
No.
And that man's oldest relatives, like one of the most sustainable civilizations ever, started there in Africa and still live there today, actually. Did you learn any of that?
No.
Okay. Well, after dinner, we're going to look at some of my African history books, okay?
Okay.
To see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel. Maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold. You are black gold. Now maybe no one else has ever told you so. Black gold with the diamonds on.
That was Esperanza Spalding featuring Algebra Blessed with Black Gold. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, as we live, laugh, love, and celebrate. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Good day, Fearless Families. I hope you had a blessed week. I know God has been good to us, especially in the midst of our electricity being out for days and being displaced during the snowstorm here in Texas a couple of weeks ago. We are here and we are back praying for all of the families that have been impacted. I ask that you say a special prayer for our sister Emily and our producer Kia D. Their homes were greatly impacted as a result of the weather, and they are trying to get them back together as we speak with the Lord's help. So, this is the last day of Black History Month, and I have to admit, being at home during a pandemic with the kids in virtual school, we haven't really done much this year for Black History Month, except for working on their projects for school. So I thought, hey, why don't I let them share a little American history from a Black perspective with y'all? So here you have it from our babies.
Nina Simone, also known as Eunice Kathleen Wayman, born in Tryon, North Carolina on February 21, 1933. Known for being a pianist, singer, and activist, she became a leading voice in the civil rights movement while her songs served as its soundtrack. She started playing the piano by ear at age 3. At age 12, she refused to play at a church revival because her parents had to sit at the back of the hall. The daughter of two parents who were both ministers, who despite growing up poor, was able to study at Juilliard the summer after graduating high school, contributed much of her musical success to her upbringing. She received several honorary degrees, was the recipient of a Grammy Hall of Fame Award, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018. Nina Simone died April 21st, 2003, at the age of 70.
Just as the Major League Baseball's long overdue decision to recognize the statistics of players from the Negro Leagues was being decided, I was working on a speech for school about Hank Aaron. So, for Black History Month, I'm going to pay tribute to one of America's greatest athletes.
Emory Lewis Aaron, also known as Hank Aaron, was born on February 5th, 1934, and was nicknamed Hammer, or Hammerin' Hank. He was an American professional baseball right fielder who played 23 seasons in Major League Baseball from 1954 to 1976. Aaron is regarded as one of the greatest baseball players of all time. His 755 career home runs broke the long-standing MLB record set by Babe Ruth and stood as the most for 33 years. Aaron still holds many other MLB batting records. In 1982, he was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. Aaron was born and raised in and around Mobile, Alabama. He had 7 siblings, including Tommy Aaron, who played in Major League Baseball with him. He appeared briefly in the Negro American League and in minor league baseball before starting his Major League career. By his final MLB season, Aaron was the last Negro League baseball player on a major league roster. After his retirement, Aaron held front office roles with the Atlanta Braves, including the senior vice president. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2002 and was named the 2010 Georgia Trustee by the Georgia Historical Society in recognition of accomplishments that reflect the ideals of Georgia's founders. Before his death on January 22, 2021, he resided near Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Fearless Families, I hope you enjoyed the Black History segment we just had. And if you and your family would like to share a Black History fact with us, please do so by visiting our website, brandnewdayemily.com, or you can share on any of our social media channels, that is with Brand New Day with Emily or Rearing Royalty. We would love to share your fact with our listening audience during any show at any time, because Black history is American history. So have a great week. We love you. And remember to keep God first.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. Also, follow the network on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you plan to live, laugh, love, and celebrate in 2021 and beyond. We look forward to what's going to be shared in the month of March with our brand new theme, so stay tuned. So let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Pursue, Overtake, and Recover All. Our Renewed Heart segment was Love Your Brother. Our Live Smart segment was Don't Forget to Live for Today. Our Fearless Family segment was Celebrating Black History. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. You are absolutely worthy of the praise. Thank you for everything that you do each and every day. We can't do anything without you. We thank you, Lord God, that our latter shall be greater than our former, O God. We thank you that what's here right now doesn't look like what you have for us on the other side. We thank you, Lord God, for sustaining us and giving us the ability to live in the now, in the moment, and between the dash, Lord God. God, we pray as we go on our journey this week that you would give us peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. We ask you to keep us covered in your blood and watch over us and protect us as we go throughout the course of this week. We thank you in advance. We praise you in advance for everything that you're doing, will do, and have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from the first African-American female astronaut, Dr. Mae Jemison. Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. Thank you again for tuning into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Bishop Marvin Sapp with Praise Him in Advance.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was
They knew my pain. up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.